You're still tuned in to Africa Midday. My name is Zikhona Miso. Projections by hospitality businesses in South Africa show a decline in earnings. A seaside town of the Garden Route in South Africa's western province, Plettenbergbaai's hospitality industry reckons that this area alone lost earnings in excess of $45 million over October, November and December. South Africa's Minister of Finance reaffirmed the government's commitment to reprioritizing funds over the medium term to establish the Tourism Equity Fund. Commercial law firm Cliff Decker Hofmeyer believes that this sector requires quicker action if it's going to be rescued at all. To discuss this, we join now on the line by Lucinda Rudy, who's director in the Dispute Resolution of Litigation, Arbitration and Mediation Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyer. Lucinda, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Africa Midday.
Good afternoon, Zikhona. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, and apologies for that. I did indeed have my wires crossed, but it's great to have you here, Lucinda. Why do you suggest that business rescue for tourism really needs to happen sooner rather than later?
Zikhona, you know, the decline experience in the tourism industry started at the beginning of 2020, with, of course, the uncertainty surrounding travel and also because of the fast-spreading COVID-19 global pandemic. So between your international travel bans, curfews, capacity limitations, South Africa's tourism industry lost almost 70 billion rand during the months of lockdown. So the decline only continued to worsen through the various lockdowns experienced by different countries throughout the world. And the continued restrictions have sapped much of the industry's 8.6% contribution to South Africa's total GDP, and the Tourism Business Council of South Africa predicts actually that more than 600,000 direct jobs could be impacted due to the lockdown regulations. So the tourism industry optimistically weathered the storm that was COVID-19 in 2020 and really lived in hope that by December, travel would be on the rise for the festive season and the effects of COVID-19 on travel and the movement of persons would have waned. But as we all know, this was not the case. And the difficulty I'm sitting with now is that there's no doubt that the industry is once again living in hope that Easter will provide some sort of relief in holding out on the expectation that travel will uptake once again over this period. But there's, of course, no certainty in that regard. And the risk of another lockdown being implemented over that time in expectation of a potential third wave is, of course, still looming. So in considering all of the above, it is really important to sit back and consider whether to continue kicking metaphorically the can down the road and living in the hope of things improving without certainty is the right thing to do, or whether one doesn't at this stage make use of the mechanism provided for in Chapter 6 of the Companies Act, which would allow...
Now, Lucinda, do you believe that funds like the Tourism Equity Fund, for example, will be enough for this sector? And what tools and actions can Business Rescue offer to the tourism sector at this tough time?
Yeah, you know, the government, together with South Africa's major banks, have financed the fund, the Tourism Equity Fund, with 1.2 billion rand of funds. But what one must just take into account is that the loan facilities is capped for 10 years and grant funding will be offered by the Small Enterprise Finance Agency. And the fund will provide financial assistance for acquiring controlling equities in entities in the tourism sector, funding assets and working capital. But what is important is that the maximum grant amount payable to successful applicants is 20 million and the minimum is 10 million. But more importantly, the fund is predominantly there at assisting small businesses in the sector. And what we do know is that it's not only small businesses that has been affected by the lockdown, but also big businesses. And for that reason, although this fund is a fantastic initiative, we've seen the difficulties experienced with the funding made available through the UIF. Because of the delays, because of the implementation of the fund, in our view, we don't think that the fund may be enough. As I said, losses experienced already, 70 million, funds being made available, 1.2 billion. And it seems to us that business rescue is something that some of these businesses must consider.
And for people who are looking for more advice on this front, Lucinda, and perhaps those who are really feeling the pinch in the tourism industry, how do they then get your advice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr?
So what we do is we obviously offer a start to finish type of advice. So the one issue firstly is to try and identify the correct business rescue practitioners. We also advise on what exactly directors' responsibilities are when a company is in financial distress. We will give advice on exactly how business rescue plans are implemented, what the consequences of business rescue are, for instance, the legal moratorium or the moratorium on legal proceedings, how employees are kept involved in the process through the statutory meetings. And we will basically guide companies together with the directors from the start when they need to consider whether or not to apply for business rescue, straight through the process of nominating a business rescue practitioner, working with business rescue practitioners, all the way up until implementation of the business rescue plan.
Well, just your contacts there for people who may want to contact directly. Is there a page that we can find online for all that extra info, Lucinda?
Yes, of course. You can visit our website, just www.cliffdekkerhofmeyr, and that will take you to all of our directors, specifically our business rescue, restructuring and solvency sector. Or you can contact us on our telephone lines. I mean, it's all available on our website, our email addresses. Please look out for our LinkedIn page where there is regular updates on what is happening in the business rescue sector and world. Look out for our alerts that's published on our Facebook page, Twitter page, and our LinkedIn page where you will get all the necessary information.
Fantastic. Lucinda, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure chatting to you.
It's my pleasure.